Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey today and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you tell me, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what is your age?
42.
42, okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I kind of lost track of that question.
Yes. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
Oh, yeah. I'm very satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
And is that strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay, got it. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Also, a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Democratic Party.
I'm very warm about that, so 100.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
Very warm.
Okay. Is that 100?
Yeah, it's 100.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. The next one is the Project 2025.
0.
Okay. The next one is the Republican Party.
0.
Okay. Then we have J.D. Vance.
Oh, the Lord. 0.
Okay, got it. The next one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Tommy Baldwin.
I'm going to give her 100. I've also heard for the past couple of years.
Okay. So do you have a number for this or no opinion?
For Tommy Baldwin?
Yes.
I give her 100.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, again, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Kamala Harris, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, the Republican Donald Trump, the independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? Or if you are undecided, please say so.
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Can you please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election? You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, banning Muslims and deporting people of color, that's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in America history. This will involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the right of American citizens. To stop this inhuman and evil act, there is only one solution. Vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. On a scale of 0 to 10, how convincing is this reason to go vote in the 2024 presidential election?
Okay.
Then we have Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans, have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025.
Yes, okay.
Okay, got it. And then we have a second Trump presidency means making us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancement that past generations fought and died for. We can go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future.
Okay,
thank you so much for your answers. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once again, let me ask you, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat and Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay, got it. And once again, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated. I'm sorry?
Oh, I would go say 2.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. Again, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first Black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning and a better future for all Americans. Voting for Kamala really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all, and a country that sorely needs it.
Okay.
Then we have, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November. Okay, thank you so much. And the last one says, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Okay, thank you so much. Now, one last time, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but again, let me ask you, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you so much. And once again, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means okay. You are not at all. Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, superior, divorce, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you. You too, Daniel.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.